welcome to the Daytime Confidential podcast, brought to you by DaytimeConfidential.com. On today's show, we're counting down our top five characters everyone loves, but we hate. We hope you enjoy, so stay tuned. Welcome.
Hey.
Jillian, welcome.
Hello.
Reagan, welcome.
Hello.
And Mel, welcome.
Hey, hey.
Well, this should be an interesting category. Since, Mel, it was your topic, we'll have you go first. Who do you have at number five for the top five characters everyone loves but you hate?
I know y'all love her, but I can't stand Amber Moore from The Young and the Restless and the Beautiful. I hates Amber. Oh, my God. She's so whiny,
lating
all the time, and something don't go her way, she gonna come up with some lame brain scheme that's not even good, and it just makes you want to slap her. Oh gosh, I'm sorry, but
her
yeah.
schemes used to be better though. In her defense,
they have gone downhill significantly.
Look, she went from going and getting, you know, Poe cousin Becky's baby to putting the boy's head on a Photoshop dress, so her schemes have kind of fallen by the wayside.
Well, yeah. didn't she have what, Ron Moss or
she trapped them in a doggone hole.
In pit, yeah, exactly.
She needs to step her game back up
because she does.
She's fallen off, and I need something's gonna have to happen. And then, like we are always talking about, how old is she now? Because she's at least 50.
The new Dick Clark. She is the eternal.
No, yeah.
That's true. She's been teen since I was in high school.
Literally, yes.
She was on Sunset Beach in 97. I graduated in 95. So
Yes.
Gosh, she was on Sunset Beach.
Gap was on there and showing out, you know, with Randy Spelling. That was gonna be fighting to be with Randy Spelling over the other
guy. Well, that's one of the reasons why it was probably canceled. Jillian?
I hate the character, not the actor or actress. I hate stressing this. You know, some people can't distinguish the two. The character, and that is Amy Vinen. Couldn't stand her ass on GH. Couldn't stand her.
She went back
like four flats on a Cadillac. I hated Amy Vinen. Hated her with a thousand thuds. Thought she was nosy. And my grandmother was like, Amy, you stay out of people's business. She stay out of people's business. I'm like, for real, she's a nosy heifer. She just used to be a busybody. I just wanted Amy to get her back broke so she could stay out of people's business. Hated Amy to death.
If Tony and Bobby had paid Amy some mind, that Carly wouldn't have told their life apart, because Amy knew. Amy tried to tell him that little heifer was no good.
Yeah.
Reagan?
I still hated her.
Well, with Eileen Davidson now gone from Young and Restless and everyone talking about her going back to Days, I just cringed because I hate her on Days.
As who? Clarify.
I hate her as Susan on Days. And you know, that's probably who she'd come back as because of Elvis, EJ.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, I bet they'd bring both of them back. Well, but I'm going to tell y'all, this is why I'm on this podcast, because I was going to skip. I heard Reagan say that, and I had to come out here to defend the honor. And Reagan, all I have to say is that is mean, 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 Reagan. That's mean, mean, mean. You're a vampire! You're a vampire, Reagan!
I just think of those fake teeth, and I cringe.
That was some of
they
the
were
best.
Awful.
You know, and I always credit James Riley, but I'm about to give Sally Sussman Moreno a shout out because James wrote the initial story, but he left for Sunset Passions or something by that point. Passions. But Susan was writing, Sally Sussman Moreno was writing it when the reveal happened. And that, I'm sorry, I watch that sometimes when I feel depressed. I don't need to take a Xanax. All I have to do is watch the reveal of Kristen and Susan at that wedding.
Oh, yes, and the teeth flying out.
The teeth flying out. Vivian and Vaughn dressed up like fools. You know, Kristen going with Marlena is like, John, she's been lying to you for months. I love you. And Ali looks at John and says, I think she's possessed again. You gonna leave her alone, Regan Salura. You gonna leave
Listen,
her alone.
Listen, it's my list.
You gonna leave her alone.
Jamie?
My number five is Show Eater Extraordinaire. And I have to go ahead and say what Jillian said, because I don't want his fans coming after me. It has nothing to do with the actor. I don't know that man. Look at here. He didn't put no parking ticket on my car. I don't know him. He may be a lovely person. But Zack Slater.
Thank you. Thank you. That is who I have at number five, too.
Firmly believe that All My Children is partially in the ground. I know my colleague and friend, Carolyn Hinsley, would not agree with this, but I believe All My Children's death has a lot to do with the fact that the show was written for him for the last 5 years up until they got rid of him. And, you know, and I don't think they ever should have killed him off, but I do think he should have spent some much-needed time on the back burner because Zach and Kendall and Greenlee and Ryan, Greenlee and Kendall and Zach and Ryan, Ryan and Greenlee and Kendall and Ryan, Zeke Greenlee, so it's so Ryan and Keisha. You know,
that's not even where it ends. It even goes back to that awful storyline in Vegas where Erica Kane was a showgirl.
No.
And then he had those terrible crap with freaking Maria.
Speak for yourself. I didn't hate him back then. I didn't hate him until Zendo.
I hated him from the moment he arrived in Vegas.
I didn't mind the Vegas story because I actually thought he was going to be a love interest for Erica. And I did mind Erica being a showgirl. I mean, hello, I could buy Erica being the 5 foot supermodel, but the 5 foot 60 something showgirl was too much. But I didn't hate him back then, and I did like him on Port Charles. I never watched him on One Life, but I did like him on Port Charles when he was sexing up Lucy and Eve. But I did, you know, when he clicked for somebody in that writing team or the network, it became the Zack Slater hour. You know, I fell in love with All My Children because I loved Erica Kane and the Martins and, you know, just, Brooke. You know, but doggone, it just became Zack. Zack owns everything. The Cambiuses buy up all the companies in town. It just was too much, and I did not like his character.
Oh, the Cambiuses were a huge factor in the destruction of All My Children. Huge.
They was.
Mine also at number five is Zack Slater. I hated him from the moment he arrived. I did not like him with Erica. I did not like him with Maria. I do not like
Green Eggs and Ham.
Exactly. That's basically what it was. I mean, I am willing to admit that Zack and Kendall had chemistry and that they did have some amazing moments. As actors, their chemistry was fantastic. But the character itself, that character ate the show alive, and it lasted way too long. And I mean, who knew that as bad as the Cambiuses rape storyline was, that out of it would come a brother who would eat the show alive? It's just
But
terrible.
You know what? Also, that storyline went to a trend that I think helped destroy a lot of these shows' popularity, because they did with Kendall what they did with Sammy, what they did with Carly. They started turning their super bitches into romantic heroines, and nobody wanted to see that madness. I enjoyed Alicia Minshew as Kendall. I thought she was an adequate recast, but I probably would have loved her a hell of a lot better if she was still the psycho bitch who would trick people into stabbing people with letter openers and lie to say that her husband was the true Androssi heir. That is the Kendall Hart I fell in love with. I never needed her to become a romantic heroine, and I don't think that helped the show. I know people would disagree, but I think Zendel and Ryan and Greenlee and Pookie helped destroy that show. So there you go.
Mel, number four.
Well, it's another one I'm going to get it for because he has many, many fans. It's from a show that I don't watch all the time, but it's the reason I don't watch it, and that is because of E.J. DeMira, All Days of Our Lives. I can't stand that character. Just the most evil, conniving things that he does and doesn't care and always gets the woman.
Look at that body. I can overlook all that.
Okay. This is how we know that iMelody has grown up in her soap viewing years. Because I can remember a Melody who, if it was a sexy shit to stand,
Cyrus.
I distinctly remember some Tom Pelfrey and various other things back then.
Pelfrey was her boy. It was Murray Bartlett.
Oh, God.
That, too.
Okay.
But... go ahead, Bill.
I know. James Scott is gorgeous. I'm talking about the character. But James Scott is gorgeous and beautiful. But EJ as the character, I cannot stand. I don't care that he's beautiful. I just don't like him at all. And
it's so good being bad, though, man. No,
yeah.
It's not even love to hate. It's just a hate to hate. I just...
Okay. I know.
One of our readers, one, will agree with you, because that was this person in the comments who attacked me one day. It was like, until you critics stop sucking his cock, basically. They didn't say that, I'm paraphrasing, and realize that this is the reason that Days of Our Lives is dying, that we're not getting enough John and Marla. And I'm like, have you seen him? Talent to do, but let's be real. Days has always needed that eye candy, and look, that is pure D chocolate. Well, he ain't chocolate, butterscotch.
White chocolate.
Like, look. Okay, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Boy, you want to see everybody get out.
Jillian.
And, oh, Evan.
Oh.
Okay. My number four is on a canceled show. I know someone on this podcast may get upset about it. Tough Titty said that, Kitty. And that is Marina. I could stand Marina or God in Light. Oh.
That is a good one.
Jillian.
Well, suck it up, sister.
It's okay. I got one for you later on in the countdown.
Oh, no.
I know what it is.
Yeah, so do I.
I got one for you later on in the countdown. Keep going.
I'm proud to have you.
Jillian's not only going to flip a table, she's going to jump on a
now
couch.
Now, let's clarify. Which Marina do you hate? Aubrey Dalla Marina or that baby Mel liked whose name escapes me at this time?
Annie Bruno. She needed, I'm sorry. I just didn't understand why they had her as the spokesperson, the chairperson, the not only the client, she's the player president.
Because Beth Ellis left.
Of the family. Because
Beth Ellis thought of handicaps coming and she took off like a running, like a track runner from Ethiopia.
Yes! Oh my God.
And here we come, Pod Nelly.
Lord, she took off like Terrell Tilford in a hospital.
Look, Ella Wheeler was like, where are Ricky and Beth? We're over here changing behind this bush. And they were like, okay, you go. She said, okay, Rick, you go first. And I'm right behind you. Cover me. It took off like a sprint.
Go, go.
I'm sorry. I just did not like Marina. I just thought she was just too smug and self-righteous with all that indigestion. It's like, girl, sorry. I'm sorry, Mel, but I never did. I told you that before
okay,
the podcast.
Yes, okay. You're
going to look at
how
she's trying to get
me. Oh, you just gave me an honorable mention. Thank you for reminding me, Jillian. Reagan.
I put Jess Buchanan here in number four for me. I mean, there she had moments where
who?
I thought Jess Buchanan. There were moments where I thought Bree Williamson did a really good job, but I just had enough of her. She was like, too much happened to this girl. I got exhausted with her, and I just started to loathe every little fiasco that she went through in her character.
But so we needed that so that Erica Slezak could yell, Jessica!
Listen, even Kelly Taylor had her purpose on 90210, but every goddamn thing happened to that girl on that show. And I hated her, too.
Okay, Jamie.
My number four is Dr. Taylor Hayes Ford.
Hot Smitty.
My favorite readers. Now, Taylor went from a love to hate character for me because she used to be, you know, I used to love her rivalry with Brooke before Hunter Tyler left the show that last time and came back. But since she's been back, I haven't really felt there was ever a need for Taylor. You know, she's just, and you know, during the Bill Bell years, they kept it, you know, it was basically Scarlett and Melanie, except they weren't friends at all, you know, and we knew that Taylor was principled and good and this and that. But in, you know, in Brad Bell's later years of writing the show, Taylor has done every nasty thing Brooke has ever done.
She's, and then some.
She's screwed her daughter's men. She's done it, you know, she's screwed Ridge's brothers, just like Brooke has done, yet somehow she still is sanctimonious to Brooke. And I'm like, you was drunk and screwing Brooke's son when he was with both of your daughters. So those days of pointing the finger are pointless. And so now, and now all she exists to do is cut. Well, and that's a problem with all of the veterans, you know, that Brad is kind of writing the show, that all they now exist to do is go, Steffi, you better get your man, girl. You better show him a little leg. And then Brooke, oh, you better go on and, girl, I got this KY
jelly. Toss that just seat at him, girl.
But whereas I do feel Brooke is needed for that, Brooke and Ridge as the anchors of the new show, I guess, I don't really see a need for Taylor. And so
Prince Omar could come get her again.
Just send her on there. And when they wrote that story where she somehow finagled control of Forrester, I was like, okay, Taylor is a shrink. She used to be a leukemia doctor, and then she became an insta-shrink. And but nan time has she ever took a class at the Art Institute. So I did not like that. And I, you know, and then her eating that chocolate out that nasty fountain with her daughter. That just every time I see Taylor, I'm like, why? Why are you still here? Get on back to prime time.
But Smitty gonna cut your tires up, child. Jack him up!
Well, he'll just respond with Brooke, if that's what will happen. My number four is someone who I was looking forward to seeing when she arrived on Days of Our Lives, because I had missed her first run, and I had heard so much about her, and I was thinking, oh, this is going to be fantastic. I'd seen her on Guiding Light. Crystal Chappelle arrived on Days of Our Lives as Carly Manning, and I pretty much almost immediately hated her. It was just terrible. Everything that happened with Carly Manning from the moment she arrived back in Salem till the moment she left was just awful, 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 awful. And I just, as a result, I mean, I hated her. I mean, and I will never, ever, ever forget when Mick Carly went and mauled Corbo. Like, a freaking, I mean, every time I see it, it's like,
get on that back.
I was raised, okay, I mean, people know this. I was raised in a rural background.
Lord.
We have cows and bulls.
Everybody get out of the farm.
And the problem with that damn scene was you couldn't tell which was the cow and which was the bull. And it was just terrible. Carly Manning, I'm glad you're gone. May you never, ever return.
Oh, my Lord. My favorite characters are catching so much hell today. First by Kristen, now by Carly. Now, I will say, and it's funny because this kind of ties into that. And I'm a fan of Gary Tomlin to an extent. You know, I think he does, you know, he's a great budget cruncher, but he and Dina Higley ruined my Carly Manning. I would ask anyone who has no history with Carly Manning to go watch her storylines on YouTube. Go,
I watched before. Yeah, back in the gap.
Mm-hmm. Her and Lawrence and Bo, yes, they messed it up from the jump. Her killing Lawrence, that never would have happened ever, ever.
Well, not only that, but she also helped contributed to me not liking one of my all-time favorite Days characters, which is Vivian. I used to love Vivian.
Oh, well, hell, they stuck into character with Vivian, sir.
Storyline, because of that terrible storyline, I like Vivian less than
you can't do. You just can't do Buried Alive with 50 cents and a bag of pennies. And that's the problem. You know, there were ways to recreate that rivalry better than just what they did and having her kill Lawrence. That was just so stupid. And then, you know, the Daniel thing, it was too, you know, making her so in love with Daniel that she got on crack. They really wrecked Carly this time, but Carly is still one of my all-time favorite characters, but yes, they ruined her. And I will say, when I was sitting there happy and thinking about, oh my God, they want Eileen Davidson, that did flash into my mind, like, oh Lord, Gary Tomlin, if you do to Kristen, Susan, Penelope, Thomas, and Sister Man Mariah what you did to Carly Manning, I will hunt you through the woods with hound dogs.
Number three, Mel.
Well, this is character that's popular, not on this podcast, but that's popular all around. And it just never really worked for me. And that is Mr. Ethan Kane Ashby. And Restless never has a character eaten the show more with more lies. And people still love him, including the people in the town. I don't understand.
Hell, Jill loves him more than her own son.
I don't get it. Girl, Mel, see, we'll be united for a while because I know who you're going after.
He came to town and...
Artist?
Right? And, you know, he was a Philip Chancellor the second, you know, we thought he was dead. And he comes back and blah, blah, blah. And, oh, no, that's not the truth, but let's all forgive him. And then, oh, he was involved in the mob, the Australian mob, and let's run away and fake my death. And let me. Oh,
and he's not really Kane. Oh, he's someone else.
Yeah, he's somebody else. And,
name?
Let's give him a doppelganger and run around. And, oh, no, the doppelganger was really the one that died. And it was just, it's just the most ridiculousness. And why does everybody love this character? He is a slime ball. And
say it, Melody.
I don't understand. And, it frustrates me to no end of the love of this character that does nothing but lie and has done nothing but lie since he's been in town, and Jill treats him better than her own damn
son. Did she even say bye to Billy?
No.
Yes, she did.
Oh, okay.
Because didn't she say goodbye to him in the scenes where she got in the mud fight with Janora?
All I saw, I didn't see her say goodbye to Billy. I saw her say this tearful goodbye to Lily and Kane, and I was like, "How them ain't your people?"
Well, in the mud fight scene, she basically said to Billy, and he basically said bye, and then she goes and says, "I was a bad mother," and he basically forgave her everything that she'd done in terms of favoring Kane over him.
No,
it made me so livid to watch.
That is not the Jill Abbott that I know, because the Jill Abbott I know would have put the law on Kane for trying to run that hustle
right
on her.
Jill didn't even want to raise her own boys. She had boarding schools on speed dial.
Yeah.
So you know she wasn't going to be trying to take in no stray.
So, girl, male touch.
Jillian?
My number three is a tie. It is, they were husband and wife, and Mel just hit upon it. That is that damn Kane and Amber. I never liked Amber. Never.
I don't like her either.
I'm like, good. It's nothing against Adrienne Frantz. I think she's an amazing
actress. She's a great actress.
Y'all's categories need to be five characters that Jamie loves and everybody else hates.
Well, you realize, Jamie, that at some point on one of these three ladies' lists, Natalie is going to pop up and you and I are going to go through the roof.
No, I don't. Look, Natalie was all right, but she...
Natalie?
Bam. So,
go ahead, Jillian.
So, for yourself, sucker. I just don't get it with Kane. Mel just hit upon everything. Kane Chancellor, if you even tried to steal silver from Kay, Kay wanted to put you under the ground.
Unless you were Rex, and then she wanted to get busy with you.
Yeah. You know, Kay and Jill both love Philip like their own. And for some sucker from the outback to come in there who was 20 years younger to try to fool them, thinking that they would have brought the thunder on them. That Kay would have told Victor, and Victor would have been like, "What you want me to do, Kay?" Because you know Victor loved Kay like that's his own, and they would have got
it. His love interest.
Shut up.
Only what ain't appropriate for him to be with.
Amber, it just seems like they don't make Amber evolve. She does the same thing over and over. It's like we're stuck in Groundhog Day with this girl. So, you know, since they haven't made her evolve, they haven't made me see why she's a character to love. So there you have it.
Reagan?
I think this is one of those that you have to, you know, give the disclaimer. I love the actress, but I think this push and pull that Days does with her makes me hate the character. And that's Chloe Lane. Days of Our Lives. I just get sick of her, the whole push and pull they do with Nadia. And I don't know, it started out back in the day when I was watching her over the summers and the opera girl came on. And I liked her back then, and then over the years, I just started to...
Ghoul Girl! Woo!
Yeah, Ghoul Girl. I just started to, you know, tire of her, and I don't know, those storylines when she was on her way out. I just didn't like it. I don't know. I tired of her very quickly.
To me, they didn't know what to do with her.
Yeah, and that's probably why. So I had no use for her character.
Hooker with a voice.
But everybody loved her.
Good one, Luke.
Jamie?
My number three is a character who... I heard so much about this character when another actor was in the role that I thought this was going to be a patriarch that I would love. And the actor is amazing. He is nominated for a Tony, and he is a brilliant actor, and he is where he needs to be on the Broadway stage.
No, I know what you mean.
But
I know where this is
in
going.
In PPAC, it was a bit much. And that is Alan... Spalding, that's played by Rod Raines.
Aww.
I love hearing my family talk about that Alan Spalding was a mess. That Alan Spalding was a mess. And that was when the late Chris Bruneau was playing him. So when they brought the character back, I was like, ooh, I'm going to get to see this Alan Spalding. And from the moment he got there, before Ellen Wheeler took away all the scenery, he was trying to chew up every bit he could get his mouth around. And like I said, I think he is a brilliant actor. And the last year of the show, ironically enough, when they really had no sense, I really came to care about him again, you know, with the Grant Alexander thing. But as his judging that entire run of the show, him coming in and immediately besting my Roger Thorpe, I was not feeling any of that. Him lying and going on about, is Amanda his daughter or his daddy's daughter or this or that? Him screwing Beth and being all obsessed with Beth and hating on my Harley when she was with Philip. And, you know, it just, I was like, Alan, and, you know, Paul Rauch pissed me off to no end because he got rid of my Marge Doucet as Alexandra when he brought on, when Alan was brought on shortly after, and his quote in the press was something to the effect of, well, they just duplicate each other. Alex is the feline version of Alan. Well, let's keep the cat and keep the scenery chewer and get the scenery chewer go, because I would have much rather Alex continue at that time to have been the baddest bitch. You know, I just was not a fan.
She was bad, boy.
His take on Alan Spalding at all.
Y'all are killing my guy in light heart today. God.
Boom, boom, boom. We do a Jason Morgan style.
Dang.
Well, here comes another one for me from Days of Our Lives. Seems Days has a lot of mentions on this podcast today. Carrie. Carrie personifies one of the things that I hate
get
most.
Out. Carrie! Eric! Y'all get out!
Carrie personifies one of the things that I hate most about certain soap characters, or will often hate most. And it's the sanctimonious, I'm the perfect person who walks around with a halo on my head. And I have hated her for as long as I have loved Sammy. And it's just one of those things where I've come to grips with the fact that I will just always hate Carrie no matter what happens, but I just hate her with a living passion.
You're going to cold clock the spit out of you, Luke. You know
I'm serious. You know, Carrie will knock the fire. Carrie hits you like a black girl. She'd be like,
That was the single best thing that she did.
When Carrie was officially back for me, I have to say, because I haven't really enjoyed a lot of the storylines with her this year. But when everybody thought that it was just, she was just reacting kind of normally to that little heifer trying to hunch Austin, and she hauled off and knocked fire from Abby in front of her mama and daddy, and Jennifer was like, does that make you feel better? Yeah, it did. I was like, that's my Carrie. It takes her a long time to realize what you're doing to her, but when she does, she gonna pop you in the face.
Well, number two. Mel.
We were talking about her a little bit earlier. It is Natalie Buchanan on What's Life to Live.
Shame.
So crazy there is that Marty would have succeeded in killing her when she threw her off that roof.
Marty, that's not right. You stop talking about Natalie that way.
The most sanctimonious character. I can't stand this character. She can do whatever she wants to somebody, but the second somebody else does it to her, or she knows somebody else that did it, it's the worst thing ever, and she can't associate with you.
Reach it, madam!
And I just could not stand that character.
Y'all better quit talking about Natalie that way.
She ate one life to live alive, I swear. She had, like, the top five character of, like, the most episodes that year. I couldn't do it, I want somebody to come back and just throw her off another roof and run over with the car.
She best not come to poor Charles, you hear?
Oh, I
she
love
better
her on
cause she don't punch Sam McCall in her face.
Why are you rooting for her to come to poor Charles and punch Sam?
That'll be good soap opera.
Going in the right direction, Jamie.
No, I am a person who needs all the beats played. You know I need liaison, but John cannot break up with Natalie over a text message.
Yes, he can.
No.
He can't. Natalie needs to come with her fire crotch and rain down fire on poor Charles.
Anymore. She does not.
No. What about that baby? They got a baby. Unless Rod is going to have somebody shoot out some ties and kill that baby, too. They got a baby to kill.
We're going to cut to Cassie DePaiva being the only person that can be shown in Landview Church for the morning of the...
I don't know what's going on. Everybody's babies are dying. Where is Dawn?
Exactly. Jillian.
I have a tie. Yes, I'm pulling a cur.
Your ties?
Yuck.
Yeah, we make the rules as
we go along.
See, I could be Luke too. Well, not really, but you know.
I'm a trendsetter.
And with that, I go unmute.
You can't trendsetter. It is that Natalie can't stand her. She don't never need to dock in GH's doorstep, I say. Because Sam pregnant, but Sam is a hood rat. Sam will knock the shit out of her.
So is Natalie.
I would bet on Natalie any day of the week with Natalie versus Sam.
I'm not going to say that, though, because when they had that Jennifer Bransford playing Carly, she and Sam had a cat fight, and Sam held her own with that.
If Jennifer Bransford was downright loony and Carly.
If Kelly Monaco could hold her own in a stunt scene with that gal. Kelly Monaco is like them girls I went to school with, where they little and you think they can't fight, then you see them whooping some big 300-pound girl on the playground. If she could hold her own in a scene with Jennifer Bransford, shoot. She might come from Suge Knight.
That girl, I could not stand her. Natalie is so smug and condescending, and it's like, you need to chill a mirror to your face, you fast hoe, and look at your dirt. She just gets on my nerve. I do not like her. And that Taylor Hayes, those two perform club. I used to like Taylor back in the Gap. Like, back in the day, I was a Taylor fan. I really was. Me and my grandmother would be like, that Brooke needs to leave Taylor and her man alone. We would just couldn't understand it. We just did not get it. But when Taylor started to be hoish, and then Stephanie was just like, you drove her to that Brooke. It's like, huh? How Brooke caused this girl to be
At a young age, I understood the power of the punani. And Brooke had something that Taylor just didn't have.
She had
and
that comeback with this.
That good.
What's up, Doc?
I just did not, you know. Shut up.
That actually came over way better than I expected.
Not Ridge's erection when he was around Taylor. That's why he kept going back to Brooke.
You know, I didn't get it, you know, why. But now, I'm just like, Taylor is so... I'm like, are you serious? You need to look within your own psyche, you stank hoe, and wonder why your daughter is a hoe. It ain't because Brooke is a hoe. It's because she get it from her mama. Your mama, you can see from Hope ain't a hoe. Steffi gets it from her mama. At least Brooke ain't never slept with none of her sons. And Taylor messed around with her son. Taylor messed around with... I think Taylor messed around with Brooke's daddy, too. Nasty sound.
Yeah, she did.
And Stephanie calls Brooke the slut from the valley. I'm like, please. That's... Ugh. Can't stand Taylor.
Reagan?
Well, I've already said this in a previous podcast. I can't stand Brooke Logan.
See, I'm running into a liking on you over here.
I can't stand her. What the fuck out? I can't stand her. She needs to butt the fuck out.
Brooke Logan is the bold and the beautiful.
No. Hope and Steffi and Liam are the bold and the beautiful. And the beautiful.
That is.
I see why Brooke ain't jumping out of that, because Brooke knows a hoe when she see one, so she know. She knows. She goes to her daughter and say, look at here. I know what this bitch gonna do. Cause she
No. Brooke goes to everybody. Not just her daughter. She goes to everybody and tells them.
She has become Stephanie. The problem is Brooke doesn't do it as well as Susan Flannery had for all those years.
The same thing, too. Taylor is over there telling Liam, my daughter do Kegels. And Stephanie,
yeah. The difference between Brooke and Taylor is you see Taylor once a week. You see Brooke every
day. Doing it with everybody. And then she's doing it with Caroline and...
She's flipping her man to pussy. So she wants to make sure that girl get her next man, doggone it.
Yes. Brooke knows a hoe where she sees one, so she's just trying to help her daughter.
She should look at herself in the mirror.
She's like, fuck
Brooke
hoe.
I explained this to you a long time ago, Luke. Brooke is a good hoe. Ain't nothing wrong with that. That is a compliment. Because it's a hoe. Got 1% of the business.
Good or bad, they're all sluts.
If you
owns it,
bit of a fashion empire off of your hoishness, you are a good hoe. You are better hoe than Kim Kardashian. Go ahead, Brooke Logan.
That's it.
Believe in Brooke Logan.
BeJamieLIEF.
Number two is Victor Newman. I don't care how.
Good one. I hadn't thought of him. That's good.
I don't care how many magazine covers he has. I'm tired of him. And it used to just be that I wanted him to lose. Now I want him to take a dirt nap. I do not advocate the killing off of veterans, but at this point in the game, I would have no problem.
Wow.
A death of Victor Newman story. It could drive that show for the next 5 years. I am sick to death of Eric Braeden demanding storylines like he is still 40 years old and the hunkiest hunk on the yard. I am sorry he is synonymous with that show, but so was Jeannie Cooper at one point. It is time for him to be a patriarch. He is not time for him to still be having all these romantic trysts and these people feeding into his ego by letting that happen is wrecking that show. Douglas Watson was not still hoeing around on Rachel when he was 65 and 70 some odd years old. Tom Horton wasn't somewhere. He was giving advice. He wasn't somewhere trying to cheat on Graham. He did try to be a singer one time, and Graham was wondering, was he screwing Calliope? And he wasn't. But I am sick. Nobody want to take Victor to bed. Don't nobody want to take Victor to bed but Nikki. Ashley don't even want to take Victor.
You see, Nikki's like, I'm with Jack now.
And, Jamie,
you know, I'm...
Jamie, is someone at your door?
No.
Are you sure?
I'm positive.
I think you better go check, because Victor might be there to punch you in the face.
That was an odd setup, but you were scaring me. I'm like, Luke, don't do that.
I got scared for you, too.
You push a cup into a gun. No, Victor, I'm done with Victor. I would love a story where the four Newman children battled it out over his empire after Victor shockingly died. They could do the...
But they wouldn't keep him dead. That's the problem. They would kill him off for the rating spike, and then they'd have him back in 6 months.
They need to. I'm tired of Victor. If he, you know, Eric does not want to gradually go into a more patriarchal role on that show. And that doesn't... And when I say that, I'm not saying it like GH. I'm not saying it like Guza, where you just show him once a month. I'm talking about, no, he still would be heavy in story, but he would be a patriarch. You know, not doing this stuff that
like
he does.
Like Catherine Remy?
Or like Jock Ewing on Dallas, where he was still totally manipulating the boys. And, you know, but not this.
Well, hell, he could become John Abbott.
Victor has had a new woman, a new young gal, every year for the last 5 years. And don't nobody want to see that madness but Eric Braden. The women who watch that show do not want to see that madness, Eric. We don't. I'm not a woman, but we don't. We don't want to see it. I'm speaking for the women. I'm Rosanna Rivera the Glorious.
No, you don't need to speak for us. I
see that madness.
You don't need to speak for us. We don't want to see that. Madness. No, we don't.
Asexual people don't want to see that madness. Zapato and Zagundo don't want to see that madness. So if he don't want to stop showing out, they just need to tell him, hit the bricks. I'm going to tell you right now, when his contract negotiations come up, I'm going to be like a mouse. Last time I was, oh, they better not get rid of Victor. I'm going to be like, well, look at here.
I mean, if it was a situation where Victor would lose and have to build himself back up, I would love to see that because it will show that Victor's vulnerable.
Never let him write that. And it's
it will never happen because only that, but it's one of those things where he always has a friend at the FCC or he always has a friend here or there. No matter if they made him dirt poor and lost everything tomorrow, he'd have it back in a month.
And the thing of it is, the problem with all of that is, though, when the show was at an 8 point, you know, was getting 8 million viewers and was at an 8.0 or whatever, I understood, because when your show is on fire and you are leading the story, that does tend to, I do believe that should allow you some say and some perks. But YNR is bleeding out. So he would come in my office, I demanded get out of here. Esther, look, Kate Linda would think I really thought she was a maid. Esther, get him out of here. Don't you come in my damn office no more.
I mean,
well, coming in at number five or number two for me is someone who has had a couple different incarnations over the past few years. The first actor I actually really liked in the role, still hated the character. The second actor who's in the role, I don't like him as much or at all. But Michael Corinthos cannot stand Carly Spawn. He is so self-entitled. He walks around town as if he deserves everything. He goes through and wants to be a member of the mob, and then at the same time, and for his father, no one will let him, and he acts like a spoiled brat. I do not know how many instant message conversations I've had with Reagan over the past 4 years since Drew Garrett took over the role, where I have just went off on instant messenger about how much I loathe his behavior. Cannot stand Michael Corinthos.
See, Carly needs to take her Prada belt off and whoop the shit out of him. mouthing off to him.
He needs to be put through a grinder. It's just
when
he's
rolling his dude, he's yelling at Carly. She needs to take her belt off and be like, "Back, back! Who are you talking to?"
Now, after all the stuff that he has done, Michael himself, now he's acting sanctimonious about Star. Makes me mad just thinking about it. Okay, number one. Mel.
Well, my number one, I'm going to break the rules a little bit. It's a couple because it was going to be one, but you know what? I hate both of them. And Jillian's going to kill me, and I don't really care because my number one is Dr. Robin Scorpio and Patrick Drake on General Hospital. I hate both of them so much, and I was so happy when she died, and then they brought her back, and I was to throw my TV.
Jillian, you ain't got to worry about Jillian. Me and Jillian for the tag team. It's been I am pulling out the Vaseline. I'm cracking my knuckles. I'm taking my earrings off. Jillian, I'm going to do the windmill and you hold her.
Freak from Texas, what?
Look, I'm from Texas too. It's gonna be Texas hold 'em up in here.
They are just the most smug, self-righteous little twits on both of their. Look, I'm so
she hates her so much. She's verklempt.
I can't stand both of them, Robin. I know that everybody, just like Patrick does, I see why they are all together. I see why they're together. They're almost the same person. Oh, I hate them both.
Robin was always right. So she had a right to be smug and sanctimonious because they were all sluts and bitches in that town, but Robin. And she tries to tell them and no one listens.
No, I can't stand both of them.
Now, Pat- ain't doing all that much defending for Patrick. I like Patrick, but
Well, I know at least one person Patrick who's with you, Matt, or Mel.
Patrick will get my paralegal defense, but Robin will get my Julia Wainwright Capwell let the record show defense.
I just,
Jillian,
look at hair trick. Okay, I'm like, Mel, I'll let you have Patrick because I don't give a flying you know what. Robin, no, ma'am.
And it would have been fine.
That was the heart of that show.
Yes, she was. She was Sonny's moral compass. When she wanted to, when Sonny was acting the fool, she would scold with Sonny. What'd you say?
He has no moral compass.
I said he does.
He's never had
yes,
one.
Yes, he did. New viewer. Stone
and Robin were his moral compass. And to an extent, so was Lois.
When Sonny would be spinning out of control, Robin would go over to him like, Sonny, what are you doing? Yeah, Jason, I just talked to you.
And then he shot her.
No. Exactly. You know
what? Listen, Sonny shoots his wife in the head. He threatens Robin. I mean, that's just Sonny. Jillian, who do you have at number one?
You don't get so sanctimonious when Helena Cassidy is running around trying to jump
with butter knife. Shut up!
Next up.
She at least goes to jail and serves time. Sonny never does. Jillian, go ahead with your number two.
Jail, hell, a bit in.
What jail did Helena go to?
Yeah, I don't know about that.
It was later revealed that she had snuck in a doppelganger to look just like her. So she did serve jail time. Jillian, number one.
That was the dumbest shit you just said. My number one is Jasper Jax. Never liked him when he came on.
Really?
I did not. He is so smug and sanctimonious. That's why when Sonny took his plane down, I was like, why you didn't have Jason go to the crash site to shoot him in his fat head? You know, for someone who cannot stand Sonny, he sure do like sniffing around Sonny's women.
His sister, his wives, everybody. So he can have those scenes where he's like, Sonny, he gets people killed. I'm like, no, I did a Scottish accent. Sorry, Ego. I messed that one up.
Okay, else made me mad.
I did Craig Ferguson instead of Ego.
You know what makes me mad? Case in point, Jack talks about Sonny killing people, right? Jerry kills people. Jerry opened up Robin's stomach to be opened up in that Metro Court.
And Alan.
And caused Alan to die. Did Jerry go to jail for that? No. Why? Because of damn Jack. Robin was his ace. That was like a little sister.
Oh, I miss Jerry.
Sebastian Roche needs to come
back. Yes, he does. That doggone. But he told me to tell y'all he booking prime time.
Yeah.
He had a nice run in Fringe this last
season. And Vampire Diaries.
That's true.
Sonny owns up to his hood life, to being hood fresh. Jax, not so much. Sonny admits who he is. He's like, I am what I am. Jax. I'm like, Jerry had no damn reason to shoot Robin, and Jax just let it go like it was nothing happened. You know, Alan Quartermain didn't do a damn thing to Jerry. Jerry caused that man to drop dead in that hospital, in that parking lot.
And I'm by like, Jerry, we mean you, Brian Franz.
So, yeah, Jax is too smug and self-righteous for my taste. And I was glad that Sonny shot that damn plane down. Glad, I say. Do it again, Sonny. Bastard.
Reagan?
I thought Sonny messed with the controls.
Shot it down, messed with the controls, whatever. I was glad he brought the bitch down. I didn't care.
Sonny got a missile launcher on the roof of his head.
My show is so synonymous with shooting shit, you never know.
Look, Jason Morgan said he a sure shot, but he can't shoot up into space.
You never know, Snoopy.
Reagan?
It would be so easy to put Sam McCall here, and I contemplated it, but I hate who Sonny Corinthos is. I'm so sick.
Thank you.
I am so sick of him. His storylines have been like on a constant loop, just insert a different woman. And I'm just so sick of it. I'm tired of it. I need...
You got that ill, dude. That ill magic stick to make you go crazy like Kate did.
I need, like, something new for him. Or I can... He can, you know... There could be a Who Killed Sonny Corinto storyline.
Oh, can you imagine how awesome that would be?
Yeah. No! And I don't want to.
Hey, that could be one of those ones where it's Who Killed Sonny, and for 6 to 9 months, it's Sonny is not on our screen, and then he could come back at the trial for his for the person going up for his murder and come back alive like Helena.
No,
that's what got me started on this show.
No.
Helena's murder trial.
Be on that,
it would work
because you know they like to look. If they can cast a Real Housewife, they can cast me because I will show up. I want them to have me show up at the funeral because I will fall out of the cast. I get down in the dirt, cover myself in it, roll all around.
Oh, no.
But yeah, you know what? I love me some Sonny, but I feel y'all because Victor is pretty much the Sonny of Y&R, so but I know people get sick of Sonny too. I don't get sick of Sonny. The difference is Sonny is still somebody want to have sex with, and none of them want to have sex with.
Who?
Nobody.
Not even Kate wants to have sex with him anymore because Connie had to come out to stop her from.
Yeah, they want to have sex with Sonny. Yeah, they do. All of them do. Alexis do. They all still want it because he flashes those dimples.
And he's hot. I'm sorry.
Tell it, man. Tell
me. Sorry, Sonny's hot.
Say, yeah, he might break some glass at you or shoot you in the head accidentally.
Or point a gun at you intentionally.
He's going to take you a pretty dress. You know,
I mean, hell, you just may be birthing his baby, but if he takes a round off into your skull, that's okay.
It was an accident. Jason is the shooter. That's Sonny. You know, it was an accident. But he laid that pipe and made that good marinara sauce.
At least Sonny pays for his crime, unlike Victor. Sonny pays in some sort of fashion.
Thank
Victor.
You. Luke and I get into it all the time about Sonny never paying, and I don't want that to take over this podcast, but I'm just going to say very quickly that this is the difference between Sonny Corinthos and Victor Newman. Sonny loses in terms of his babies get killed, his wives get killed because of his choices. He can't be with Brenda. She's the woman he loves. He can't make it work with Carly. Whereas Victor, yes, he can't make it work with Nikki, but Victor does everything he does, and all of his children today would come back to him if he would just say, come here to me, baby papoose. They never, ever, you know, all of them, his wives, all of them, Nikki and Ashley would move into the same house together. Girl, I'm cooking grits tonight. You know, they would all. The Y&R has always been written that everybody is still desperately needing Victor's love and stuff. Whereas Brenda is like deuces, dude. She done left him and took that big-headed baby and left the country with him.
And my point about Sonny is that he never, ever gets sentenced and does serves time.
You
That's
are
my
stuck
point, Sonny.
On jail. This is a...
He needs... This is a show about a criminal. A criminal needs to be locked
this
up.
This is a show where a space alien beams somebody up on a ship.
Listen,
it is a
it is
soap
the same
opera.
Principle.
You
it
don't have to go
principle.
To jail. Has Stefano ever went to jail for lengthy stints of time? No.
It's the same principle of why I'm still upset about Babe. Babe's mom went to jail, but Babe never
I'm gonna
went to
get
jail
you a life. I'm gonna get you the 35
anyway.
Seasons of Law and Order so you can see criminals get to go to jail. But on a soap opera, that would really suck if Roger Thorpe had gone to jail the first time he committed
Michael's jail story
Todd
was actually
too.
Good. Michael's jail story was actually good. It can be done where you
what
have
What was
a good,
good about it? Seeing that poor baby bent over and bothered.
Didn't have that his booty up.
My number one, I'm taking it way back to when Jerry Curls was in style.
Oh, Lord.
And wasn't born yet.
And Madonna was still relevant. And that is Mary Duval from Santa Barbara.
Jesus!
As a child, I screamed with glee. My grandmama probably thought the Smurfs was coming on because when that big Capwell C crushed that heifer on that roof, I was happy. That was one of Santa Barbara's first popular heroines, and some people will argue she was the love of Mason's life. To that, I do the Sophia Petrillo. because his love and his life was already on the show and they were already having chemical reactions. And that is Julia Wayne right. Capwell, as played by Nancy Lee Ross. I never liked that Mary Duvall. I don't know what she did to them Dobsons, the actress, but the actress who played her, but they dropped a Capwell C on her head, and I was glad. Harley Jane Kozak played her, and she was pissed about that, too, because she has given interviews years later about how shitty it was for them to drop that C on her head. It's a pop culture moment. You know, it's been spoofed on, like, Family Guy, I think it is, or some of those Seth MacFarlane comedies have even done a thing about it because it was hilarious. It was trademark Dobsons, and I was so happy. She was a nun who then fell in love with Mason, and then she was, you know, she had some ex-husband who was, you know, trying to get her to, and, you know, she was just, you want to, y'all keep on bringing up the word, look, I almost started a drinking game with smug and sanctimonious, but this character was so smug, and I just didn't like her. She was frumpy. Also, she wore those, like, plaidy, sport coat jackets and stuff.
I hate those.
This was Santa Barbara where all the women had the one shoulder off and, you know, the luxurious blonde hair that made you go get your mama's towel and put it on your head and be like, I'm eating, cruise, you know. And then you have her running around frumping and being a nun. And even as a child, I never understood why anyone would want to give up sex. Like Mary Duvall. I know a lot of people probably thought that Sam McCall would be on this list, but Sam McCall has moved from my hate-to-hate list to my love-to-hate list. I think GH needs Sam McCall because I want to see Liaison versus J-Sam. I have never been one of those people just, oh, kill Sam off. No, I don't want Sam God. I like the fact that this rivalry is heating up. When she and Elizabeth had their little confrontation where she was telling Elizabeth, and you know, people say it about my Liz, and it's true, when they be like, oh, she knows what she's doing. Yes, she does. And she is so good at it. When she's like, I'm on your side, you see it in her eyes. No, I'm not, bitch. Keep fucking up, because I'm going to get him back.
She can have him. I am a J-Sam fan. I've said it. I'm like, Liz can have that blank dumbass. Sam needs to go with John. I'm sorry. Jason, this round, being smug, Jason took in everybody's stray kid. But you can't take in Sam's when your brother Rachel.
Have him. She going to take him.
She can have him.
She gonna,
you know what? Sam gonna be so crafty. She gonna let Liz think she took him, and after Liz is like, Liz thinks she took Jason. Sam is going to be like,
Sam already know it. Sam, listen to Salt and Pepper. All that talking Jason and Liz doing about we just friends and stuff. She listened to Salt and Pepper. And Pebbles, if you see somebody standing in your own backyard, somebody's trying to take your man.
She is letting Liz have him.
Liz sleeps with Ewan before she goes back to Jason because she just deserves that after everything she has been.
Well, if he gets his brains back.
Why just settle for one blonde boy? I mean, life is a buffet. Let her have two.
Coming in at number one for me is someone who Jamie immediately knew would be at the top of my list. Tad Martin.
What?
Yeah.
I have hated Tad Martin since I started watching All My Children. This is a man who will do anything illegal as long as it's being used to get back at either Adam or David. And it doesn't matter that he's doing the illegal stuff, but it's terrible when Adam or David does illegal stuff. He went and he buried Greg alive. He is a murderer. He buried Greg alive, and then the coffin crushed Greg alive, and he smothered to death.
If you take my baby, I'm going to put you in the ground, Luke. I'm going to let you know I don't got no kids. But
still does not mean what you are doing is right.
It won't be.
What I'm saying is Tad walked around as if his shit did not smell in Pine Valley, he made it like he is the epitome of propriety in terms of morals, and when it comes to David and Yeah, David and Adam. And instead, this is a man who kills someone he covered up when Jamie and Babe were running away with those poor kidnapped children, and he covered for them because he was concerned about JR. He had no right to keep that baby from JR.
Yeah.
And yet he did.
And yet Helena...
Helena never pretends to be good, ever.
No.
Helena never has pretended to be good. She's just evil.
Wait a minute. So when Helena takes Nicholas and keeps Laura away from Nicholas, it's okay, though.
Helena, no, I'm back!
Helena has always been evil.
What the hell was that?
Upset. He's always like the Chandlers better than the Martins, and so he would be like, I don't understand why they focus on the Martins. It's their show.
That's like
tuning in to Grey's Anatomy and just like, I don't know why they have Miss Meredith on here.
Yeah.
It's the Martin show. They're the core family.
Give a flying flip. It doesn't mean that you can just walk around getting away with everything for years and years, and then when you do the exact same thing to the people you're criticizing, there's no...
He didn't mean...
He still killed him, yeah. And he was an accessory and involved in the kidnapping of that child. He was involved, and he never paid for it.
And
hell,
off a roof. I tried to. She failed. I don't know if he did it or not. He pushed her. He pushed her! And he called her a lesbian, which is a lesbian. But he said it the way he said lesbian. I didn't
hear sweet pictures like that. And paid for them and were reviled by the town. Dad was reviled by the town members because he's the good person. He was only reacting to what other people
that
were
that man snatched his baby, yeah. Dug a hole and put him in the ground and said, give me my baby back too.
Luke sound like Mona Cain, don't he?
He does. He gets his righteous indigestion pills needed. You know, we need to order him a
supply.
He don't like old Tad Martin, but
never like Tad.
I knew when he called me about this list, I said, well, Luke gonna have Sonny and Tad on here. You know, because he didn't like Tad. You know, I don't know what. Everybody loved Tad. Well, that's the purpose of this list, too. I'm like, how you don't like Tad? Golly.
Oh, my God. That's hilarious. Tad.
Well, honorable mentions going around the circle if you have any. Mel.
Jessica Buchanan, Adam Newman. Yes, I said it. And Sam McCall.
Jillian.
Oh, wow. Let's see. Have anybody? No? You lucked out, Liz. You lucked out.
Reagan?
I don't like that Kane fool on YNR. I'm not a
Monica!
I'm not a big Hope fan on
Days.
So bitch, you just got kicked out of the club. Get out of here.
You stop watching Days because obviously, Reagan, you do not understand the soap opera at all.
Bold and the Beautiful. I don't like Hope and the Beautiful.
Oh, I thought you meant Hope with
No, she said Hope on BB.
You must sit before you start jumping down my
throat. You done talked about fancy, but I thought you were.
Boy, she almost tried to take the black off of
the good man, God, and where are
Jamie, honorable mentions.
Tonight I celebrate my love. Oh, my honorable mentions are people that I do not want off these shows. I want you to know that, but they get on my nerves. This is not people I want to ever leave these shows. I have to clarify that because some of the other ones have been. Kay Chatsler gets on my damn nerves on YNR. I love She is essential to that show, but I used to have this problem with my grandmother where she would say to me about some meddling old woman at church, and I would smart off back to him, and she'd say, don't do that. Respect your elders. And I'd be like, she ought to respect me. That old bitch it can get up in my face. She can get cussed out. And my grandmother would get mad. If I lived in Genoa City and Kay came up in my business, I'd be like, get out of my face, you old bat. You know, used to do all the time. Because Kay can get on my nerves. She everywhere. She folding panties at Fenmore's. I'm like, don't you got a company to run? Felicia on GH.
Oh, I forgot her. Yes.
Yeah, she's become annoying as much as I love her.
Become? She's always been.
No. She was not in the past.
Oh, for me? Huh? But let me explain. When Santa Barbara went off, I sampled GH and Guiding Light to try to, because I wasn't going to watch both of them. Once upon a time, I had a life and I didn't plan to watch every soap. I just used to watch NBC soaps. So, but when Santa Barbara went off, I was like, let me sample these two shows. Felicia cost me the first good two years of GH. I went to Guiding Light first in 93. I didn't really get hooked on GH till about 95. I watched sporadically and started following the stories about 92, but I didn't get hooked until about 95 because of Felicia. When I started watching in 93, she was 5-day-a-week heroin, and she sounded like she just sucked up a helium balloon, and she... in her 30s then, and she, you want to talk about the eternal child, you know, she was just in these goofy stories. Then I started liking her once the whole Ryan, Kevin stuff started, but the last two times she's been back, I just, it hasn't changed for me from my initial opinion. I'm just like, why is she still talking like that? Girls go through a little bit of puberty too, and she still sound like Minnie Mouse, and her reactions, I'm happy.
She has beautiful hair.
She's a beautiful woman, too. And I'm happy for the old school fans that have her back, but I ain't gonna lie. If Fifi and Maxie hugged and made up and she said, your daddy is about to find the ice, the ice Duchess Diamond, so I gotta go help him, I would not be upset at all. Paul Williams, another one. I used to love Paul. Paul and Cassandra were my joint back in the day.
You took it way back, boy.
In recent years, all he does is cry over his insane family.
Patty cake! Oh, patty cake! When Victor dressed him down, when Victor stole his woman, he cried like a bitch. You're supposed to slug Victor in his whole chest.
Paul cries like an 80s televangelist who just got caught.
Yes!
That just gets on my nerves. Now, here is one who I loved under Gary Tomlin, but prior to his reign, I did not like this character. I love the actress, but I had to take it back. And this is for that reign of her. I love her now, everybody. Love her now with Victor Kiriakis. Love, love, love her. But previously,
when Maggie
with that bottle, when James Riley had them kill Maggie, had Marlena kill Maggie with that bottle of booze, I was so happy because I could not stand Maggie back then. Maggie was always in everybody's business.
Yes.
When people came to Chez Rouge or Wings or whatever restaurant she was running, they wanted their appetizers. They didn't want Maggie all up in their business. Maggie got on my nerves back
then. And it's so funny that she's with Victor because that's what Victor used to say. He'd be like, oh, that town crier Maggie Horton knows, so you know everybody will know by the end of tonight.
Used to have her. I'm going to tell you who used to have her is John Black. Why don't you get my business, Maggie? And Marlena would be like, John! You know, because Maggie would be, I used to think Maggie might like Marlena, like her, because she would be like, you need to just leave John, girl. He just acting crazy. He got that robot in him again. I'm like, you're trying to get up on Marlena? But Gary Tomlin wrote her so much better. Plus, I'm going to tell you another reason I didn't like that Maggie is because everybody talks about Marlena being hoish on that boardroom table and Sammy walking in. But Maggie did it before Marlena. Because
on the boardroom table?
On the table. But that's why Sarah won't come home right now. And yeah, I say Sarah because in the South we call Sarah. Sarah! Sarah won't come home now because she remember her mama screwing Neil Curtis and cheating on Uncle Mickey. Yeah, Maggie, you used to be a hoe too, Maggie. But Sarah. I like
Well, my honorable mentions would include Sam McCall,
of course,
Sonny Corinthos, Kane, and here's one that I like now, but at one time I hated her with a passion because I loved her rival so much. When I started watching Young and the Restless, I hated Ashley Abbott. Hated her. Because I was a Nikki Newman fan.
Right.
And Ashley Abbott drove me.
Jillian, never say anything sarcastic to Luke again now.
Ashley Abbott for the first, 5-6 years that I started watching was terrible. And when she left, I was so happy.
You ready to take him down, Jamie?
So, so happy.
I can't fade these people. I'm about to start the Eileen Davidson Best Respect Club up in this podcast.
Amazing. And now I like Ashley.
When I come crashing through Luke or Reagan's window tonight, like that prowler did Ellen Parker in New York, they're going to wonder why I did it.
Oh, I'd love it if you came to visit.
I'm going to be dressed in all black, and I'm going to
have
a grappling hook, and I'm going to swing through your window.
That's it. As long as we do shots afterwards, I'm cool.
Okay, you know. Hey, you'll be introducing me to drinks I ain't never had before. You become,
when I come to Reagan's house this fall, I'm planning on getting liquored
up. Oh, yes. We
would encourage you to comment on this. Huh?
I said, go ahead. I said, did you say felt up?
I caught it.
Oh, I usually, when I get liquored up, I also get felt up. So yeah.
Depends on what kind of liquor.
We would encourage you to comment on this episode at daytimeconfidential.com. Add us as a friend on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/DCConfidential. We thank you for listening. Until next time, so long.
In the world, die, just die.
So long, Ashley.